You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast. I'm so happy to have you here with me today. Thank you for being here. And today we're talking about this, dog pee and toilet bowls. I know, dog pee and toilet bowls. I actually thought about also including my dog's name in the title, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to allow her to remain anonymous, aka Stella, and I'm going to tell you the story and allow you to get a little inspiration today, a little sip on this, because this was a great lesson in life. So this is what happened. My dear Stella, you've heard me talk about her. She sits right next to me pretty much every time I'm podcasting. She's lying next to me right now, taking a little happy nappy, and she's probably not even aware about the fact that I'm talking about her. So this is what happened. But before I tell you the story, I want to remind you of this precious little dog. So I got her not long after I moved to New York City. She's a rescue dog. She came from Tennessee. She lived in a hoarding house with 28 other little dogs, and they evacuated the dogs and brought them to New York City. So when I walked into the shelter, there were so many little Yorkies all over, and I had been looking for a Yorkie. I went from literally saying that I was not getting a dog, there's no way I was getting a dog, and then this one day I had this thought flash about getting a little Yorkie. And I went online, and sure enough, here's this little Yorkie. I see her online, I fall in love with her. She's the one out of 28 that absolutely grabbed my heart. And it was interesting because she looked so scared. She looked so insecure. She looked so just terrified. And I said, that's my dog. That's my girl. So I walk into the shelter. Sure enough, she comes up to me. She chooses me. I choose her. It's love at first sight. So let me tell you, this dog is absolutely so committed to me. She absolutely wants nothing else but to be with me. She doesn't ask for anything. She's the most obedient. She's the most kind, loving, quiet. Literally, she asks for nothing. She asks for nothing except to be with me. That's all she wants to do. So she's an incredible dog, right? And I know you'd probably say this about your dog as well. So imagine my surprise when I come home and I take her out, and she doesn't really pee when I took her out. And I said, that's weird, because usually whenever I take her out, she does her business. And so later in the day, I walk into my bedroom and there is a big spot of pee on my bed. I know, I was shocked. I was like, what? So I got very upset at Stella. You know, I corrected her, got after her. I'm like, talk to her. This is not okay. Why did you do this? What's going on? Because it was so out of character for her. So it was interesting because after this whole thing happened, she was like traumatized. Like she doesn't like to be in trouble. Like literally, if I look at her with a disapproving look, she melts. She's like, she can't take it. Well, anyway, she knew she was in trouble. So a little bit later, I'm looking for her and I can't find her. She's sitting in behind the toilet. Precious little thing. She's sitting in behind the toilet. And I sat down with her and I start talking to her and I was like, Stella. And I literally talked in this voice. I said, Stella, you know what you did was not okay. You know that. You know better than that. What's going on? So I start having this conversation with her. I'm not even kidding. She will not even look at me. She turned her head over her right shoulder and stared at the wall. It was the saddest thing. Like all I wanted to do was just like pick her up and say, you know, like, I just want to put love on her, because I was like, she felt so badly about what she did. So I kept talking and she kept looking away. Finally, I looked at her and I said, Stella, look at me. Look at me, Stella. And she turns and she looks into my eyes. She looks right into my heart. And I said, look, what are you doing behind that toilet? Come on. You made a mistake. I had to let you know. You corrected it. We're correcting this thing. But the bottom line is, come on, you're bigger than this. You know the truth about who you are. I start coaching my dog because here she's looking like she's absolutely a failure and a loser. And I'm like, listen, you made a mistake. Don't allow it to define you. Come on, get up, get out from behind that toilet. And I sat there and I looked at her and then she came up to me and we talked about it. But I was chuckling inside because I was like, oh my gosh, this is no different than the way we are as humans. Have you ever made a mistake? Have you ever had a so-called accident? Have you ever done something that was out of your character and you looking back, you're like, what was I thinking? I'm not even sure how that happened or why that happened. Like the time, you know, we've talked about this. I don't even remember which episode when I said, you know, have you ever peed in an elevator? You know, we all have those moments where things happen, right? And the bottom line is, are you going to allow it to define you? And it was interesting because she pees on my bed and she decides to go hide behind the toilet bowl. Like, think about that. How many times are you doing something, making a mistake, and then you go decide to hide behind your you-know-what, the place where you crap? Like, if you're hiding behind your crap, my dear, you're bigger than this. Like, get out from behind the toilet bowl. Stand up, make a decision, like, let it go. It's behind you now. But get out from behind the toilet. Do not stay there, my dear. I'm not kidding you. I was so moved by this. I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what happens to people. We get knocked down, we make a mistake, and we allow it to define us. If that's you today, my dear, think about Dear Stella. Think about getting out from behind that toilet bowl and stepping out into who you are and remembering that you are not the mess. You're going to take the mess and you're going to create a message. And it's going to be a message of hope that inspires you, yes, to rise up and to get your hopes up and to start again. So I'm having to remind her every day of who she is, and you can do the same for yourself. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul Step is this. Where in your life have you made a mistake and you have yet to fully recover from that? Make the decision today to get out from behind that story and to get your hopes up, to rise up, and to actually remind yourself of who you really are. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com. Let me know how you're doing. And I will so look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon and Stella, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.